It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. It's Thursday, the day we talk Michigan politics with Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas, publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Well, we're counting down the last 8 weeks to the November elections, but we are not counting down the weeks to debates between candidates. So far, the chances of a debate between Governor Snyder and Democratic challenger Mark Schauer, or between candidates for the open U.S. Senate seat, Republican Terry Lynn Land and Democrat Gary Peters, are looking increasingly slim. So what does that mean for voters and for the Democratic process? Ken, what dynamic is at play here? Snyder and Schauer are polling neck and neck in the governor's race, and voters are not yet being presented with the opportunity to see these men face off.
Well, in both races, the governor's race and the U.S. Senate race, the Republican candidates are more reluctant to debate than the Democratic candidates, but for different reasons. I think in the case of the governor's race, the challenger, in this case Mark Schauer, generally would always want a debate, and the incumbent's reluctant to. In the U.S. Senate race, I think you have a different dynamic because Gary Peters believes he can, it's a format that he can do well in, and I think Terry Land is probably less comfortable in that kind of venue.
Susan, during the last Senate race, we also didn't have a debate at that point. What does it mean when we have voters trying to make a decision about who to send to D.C., and they don't get to see these candidates debate?
Well, you know, call me old-fashioned, but I would really rather have two candidates in a forum together answering some tough questions from moderators than just having voters have the opportunity to shape their decisions based on some media coverage and a whole lot of television ads. I do think that it's a bad precedent that seems to have been set in Michigan, and voters are the losers here.
Unlike in other states, which have these commissions that drive the creation of debates, we seem to be at a place in Michigan where candidates aren't being required to debate each other, and that seems dangerous, especially considering the amount of outside money we have pouring into these races. So whose responsibility is it to hold these candidates' feet to the fire? Ken, I'll come to you first.
Well, ultimately, I think it's up to the candidates. You can say that the media should try to hold their feet to the fire, or you could argue for some kind of commission, as other states might have, or you have at the presidential level. But in this modern age of TV advertising, it's really television advertising, and as you point out, outside interest groups that are going to determine the information and I think the outcome. But I think it's really difficult to point your finger at somebody, the legislature or the legislative process, and say, look, you need to set up some kind of system that requires debates.
Susan, you're part of the media. What role do you think media should be playing in this process?
I think it's incumbent upon every member of the media to emphasize the importance of debates and to push for them. This is one of the more vital roles that I think the media play in politics, is having politicians in a forum where they have to answer questions directly from the media, sometimes from an audience, sometimes from people just sitting at home. And I think that for us to say that somehow this is okay because somehow this doesn't is not a vital role, that, you know, maybe debates don't provide as much information as they should have, and you know, there's some sort of substitute from hearing from candidates themselves, I think is too cynical. So I think if there is any group out there that should be advocating for debates, it's certainly those of us who are part of the media.
Well, it might not be a debate, but tomorrow morning you will have a chance to ask your questions of Governor Rick Snyder during a special call-in show. That's tomorrow morning at 9 on Michigan Radio. You can find details on the Michigan Radio Facebook page. Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Ken, Susan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.